Good morning. Welcome to Grace. Let's stand together as we worship the Lord.
I believe it. I've seen how good it the Son of God, the Savior crucified. See the crown of thorns, the nails, his wounded side. He is worthy. Look to the Lamb. See the one who is forever glorified. There is love and there is fire in his eye. He is worthy.
What?
God, you are the one who's worthy of our praise, of the honor that we can give. You're the one who's worthy of glory and fame. And God, we just help us to give our hearts to you, our minds to you, our lives to you. And Lord, teach us how to give to you. As we take an opportunity to worship you through our giving, would you just show us what it means for us, each of us? You are the one who has decided what gifts we would have, and so we pray that you would just lead us as we give them back to you from what you've given us. We pray you bless and multiply them, and that many would know you because of it. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You can go ahead and take a seat.
Hey, today is a little bit different than a normal Sunday. Today is open baptism, but before we get to that, before we get to that, if you are new at Grace, I guess part of what I want you to know is this is not a normal Sunday morning. It's going to feel a little bit different, but we would also just like to know that you're here, and there are several ways you can do that. You can just text the word hello to the number on the screen. If you're online, thank you for joining us and being a part of this. If you're online and you're nearby and you know that you want to get baptized, I encourage you to get in your car, drive here, and you can get baptized at the second service. But we would love for you to be a part of that. We're glad you're here. There's a little button on the screen that just says I'm new somewhere on your screen, I think. If you just click that, or there's a card in the back of the seats that you could fill out. Or you can scan that QR code. You don't have to do all those, but any one of those will let us know that you're here, and then we'll reach out to you and help you to get connected. So the idea this morning is to give anyone and everyone a chance to be baptized. It's just a wonderful opportunity for you to identify with Jesus and his death and his burial and his resurrection. It's a way for you to follow in the footsteps of Jesus, who himself was baptized by immersion. And we do it because Jesus commanded us to do it. We do it because we see it modeled in the early church. And we do it because there is something powerful and supernatural that takes place when somebody steps out in an act of obedience and faith and goes into the water to get baptized. God shows up over and over. I'm going to read a baptism story. I thought and prayed a lot about all the different places I could go in scriptures to talk about baptism, but there is one story that I just love, and what I love about the story is the excitement, the joy. It's a beautiful story, and I just want you to hear the story this morning. So it's not going to come up on the screen. I'm not going to have you turn to it in the Bible. I'm not going to have you stand up as I read, which would be all of our normal ways of doing something. I encourage you, maybe even if you're comfortable with it, just to close your eyes and hear the story as I read it. But picture the story in your mind eye. It's the desert area of Israel. It's hot. It's dusty. And this scene unfolds with this Ethiopian man. So this is from Acts 8, and I'm going to read 26 through 40. Again, just use your imagination. Picture the story as it unfolds. It says, "Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, 'Rise and go towards the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert place.' And he rose and he went, and there was an Ethiopian a eunuch, a court official of Candace, the queen of Ethiopians, who was in charge of all of her treasures. And he had come to Jerusalem to worship. And he was returning, and he was seated in his chariot, and he was reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit said to Philip, 'Go over and join this chariot.' So Philip ran to him. The chariot is moving. Philip ran alongside of the chariot. He heard him reading Isaiah the prophet, and he asked, 'When did I assume? Do you understand what you are reading?' And he said, how can I unless someone guides me? And he invited Philip to come and sit with him. And now the passage of scripture that the Ethiopian was reading was like a sheep that was led to slaughter, and like a lamb before his shears is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life was taken away from this earth. And the eunuch said to Philip, about whom, I ask you, does this prophet say this? About himself, or is it someone else? And then Philip opened his mouth and began with the scripture, and he told them the good news about Jesus. And as they were going along the road, and this is a part that I just love, they came near some water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What prevents me from being baptized? And he commanded the chariot to stop, and they both went down into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. Lord, I thank you for this story. I pray that you would stir in the hearts of all of us that radical, spontaneous obedience. When the Holy Spirit speaks, when the Holy Spirit nudges, that we would each be willing to step out in faith, to step out in obedience, and do whatever it is the Holy Spirit is asking, that as God invites us into more, that we would be willing to accept those invitations. Amen. So like I said, what I love about the story is the joy, the excitement, the spontaneity, and the commitment of faith that we see in the part of this Ethiopian, right? He understands the invitation. He understands the honor. He understands the privilege to identify with Jesus through baptism. He looks out the window, out of his moving chariot, and he says, see, here's water. What prevents me from being baptized? There's a part of the story that I think is really easy to miss. Being baptized is not just a ritual. It's not just a symbolic act. It's a way of creating, if you will, a God creating a defining moment in your life. We're going to see that in a couple of videos in just a minute of how God uses this act of baptism. But it's really a stake in the ground where a person says, I am all in with Jesus. It's choosing to be fully surrendered and follow Jesus. It actually became a moment when the Christian community knew that somebody was all in and they were welcomed and received by the community. I think it's hard for us sometimes to understand baptism because of our upbringing, because of the freedom that most of us have lived under and the way that we've experienced Christianity. But for many in the world, and especially in the early world, the decision to get baptized came with enormous risk and sacrifice. Like, people often forfeited and still do their livelihood, their family ties, their very safety. But yet they were like the Ethiopians, and they say, see, here's the water. What prevents me from being baptized? I think it's fascinating that many of our partners in closed countries where it's illegal to become Christian, they count baptisms and not decisions, which is fascinating when you think about it, because it's a decision to follow Christ. It's that giving your life to Christ that saves you. So why would they count baptisms and not just count all the decisions? Because something more is taking place when a person is willing. It's when they say, I am no longer following the ways that I was. This is a new day. It's a profound moment of saying, I am all in with Jesus. It's more than just being a fan. Every time we've done the open baptism, I've worn some Lions gear because there's kind of this picture of like, look, I'm just a fan. Maybe a little bit more of a fan this year than I was 2 years ago because they had a good season. I'll be first to admit that, but I'm a fan. You know, and this isn't about being a fan. The beauty of baptism, the beauty of what Jesus is inviting us into is that we actually get to become players, right? And being baptized is more, in essence, putting on the uniform and being a part of the team. And we can all be fans. You can be a fan of Jesus. I just had a conversation with a good friend whose son is a fan of Jesus, but he's not a follower, and he hasn't surrendered his life to Jesus, and there's a big difference. And this is an opportunity to say, I am joining the team, I am on the team, and I am all in. So this morning, if you have given your life to Jesus and you haven't been baptized, then I want to encourage you to be baptized. We have provided everything you need. So the theme this morning is, here's the water. What prevents you from being baptized? We have t-shirts in the back, we have shorts in the back, we have towels in the back, and we have people who are willing to go in the tank with you. If you have someone who's significant in your spiritual journey that you want to baptize you, bring them with you. Students, we got Pastor Kevin here, if you want Kevin to baptize you. We've tried to eliminate all of the hurdles and make this something that you can do. So, if you want to honor Jesus and your walk with God, if you want to make that commitment before the body that you are all in, we would love for you to do it. Something happens when people take the act of obedience and get into the tank. So I'm going to show you a quick video of a couple of men who came to church on a random Sunday morning, just like you did. Had no idea that that was the day that they were going to get baptized, but God did something amazing in their lives. So let's watch this video.
I participated in the open baptism back in 2018, and I was in the midst of a lot of confusion with my walk with the Lord.
It was like May of 22, and I mean, that was when we were like not together in the house. It was something that I just felt like I was spoke to, and just, it was put on me of like, this could all be gone if you don't come to me. And like, I went and that Sunday it was at my friend's and Oak Park, drove here to the 9 a.m. And
so I met with one of the team members, and they asked me, why do you want to get baptized? And my answer to their question was as simple as, it's time.
I just was in the back, the main area in the back, and just had my head down and was praying, and just got up and started walking to the back.
They asked me, you know, about my profession of faith, and right there in that moment, I declared in faith that I trust in Jesus Christ and I'm joined to him. And so they baptized me under that water, and all I can say is when I went down, I was struggling and I was lost. There was so much confusion within me, and I was dealing with depression and a lot of baggage. And then the Lord brought me up out of that water into my resurrection with Christ, and I experienced so much great joy. All I can describe it as, a miracle of God took place.
Yeah, it was very much like just a calling. I mean, I'm such an introvert, dude. I don't want to be on stage in front of people, but like, you know, it's a moment to show, like, I needed it. We all need them. And like, that was my moment to show that.
And I look back to my baptism at that open baptism service at Grace, and I can point to that as the moment where things actually changed in my life, where I began to experience the fullness of joy with Christ. And I just believe that as I obeyed the way that he wanted me to, he blessed me in return. And so I would encourage you this morning, if you feel the Spirit tugging on your heart to go get baptized, don't wait. Don't grieve him, and let the Spirit have his way in your life, because I promise you, God will bless you far greater than anything you can imagine as a result of your obedience.
I was telling Meg before I came up here, I'm nervous. I have no idea what's going to happen. It's easier to have a scripted service and know how we're going to do this. So I would encourage you, we have, like I said, have everything you need here. And if you are interested in being baptized, I'd encourage you to slip out of your seats and just head to the back and go to the chapel, which is right behind this wall. Just go out the back and turn left. There's people there that will meet you and get you situated. We do have 5 people who knew they were going to get baptized this morning, and they're going to come and share their testimony, and then they're going to go and get baptized. If you are doing the spontaneous baptism, then we're not going to ask you to come stand at the mic and read your story, so don't let that be a hurdle for you, but we just encourage you right now, if you want to be baptized, to slip out and do that, and if you guys want to come on down, that would be awesome. You ready? You're nervous too. I'm nervous. You're nervous. Step right up close. You okay? No? Okay. You're okay. Do you want her to read it for you? Yeah? You can read her card for her if you want.
Well, I'm nervous too, but I'll do it.
Me too. We're all nervous. All right. It's up to you. If you want her to read it, she can.
You ready? You want me to read it? My name is Mariah Pickett. Baptism is important to me because it's a big promise to God that I'm willing to continue to follow him throughout my life and have a better start with him. It's like saying, I'm ready to follow you, God. I am very excited to restart my journey as a Christian. My sins have been washed away, and I'm ready to take this step to grow more in my faith. I'd like to thank my mom for helping me start this journey as a Christian. I would also like to thank her for buying me 2 Bibles so I can start reading his word and learning more about Christianity.
Amen. Good job. There you go, this way.
My name is Carol Porter. I have accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. In spite of my shortcomings and it taking me a long time to arrive at this point, he's allowed me to receive his grace and mercy to do this, even though I've procrastinated on it for years. I'd like to thank the Grace Community family for everything you do, and not only this community, but communities across the globe. And I'd like to thank my daughters, Maya and Mariah, for inspiring me to work on becoming a better mom, citizen, and Christian.
Good job, Mom. Nice and close.
I'm nervous too. My name is Sarah Blaine, and I had a sign from God when I was in my early 20s that sealed my belief in the Lord. However, I never had a relationship with him until recently. I want to be baptized because I want to be close to Jesus. I want to walk with Jesus for the rest of my time here on earth and in eternity. I like to thank my parents for always instilling God in my life and my family for their support. I also want to thank my friend Wilma for mentioning me. Her support and patience has been huge in my journey.
My name is Dakota Dixon. I became a devoted follower of Jesus this year. The reason why I want to be baptized is because I want to sacrifice my old life and ways to live a better life and further my relationship with God. I would like to thank my family and friends for always supporting me and steering me towards becoming a better version of myself.
Thank you. Good job. Yep, right back there. Thank you.
My name is Andrew Burr. I first surrendered to Jesus when his spirit visited me in Wayne County Jail in 2015. I was awaiting sentencing for a felony charge that carried up to 10 years prison after heroin addiction brought me to rock bottom. I recommitted my life to Christ earlier this year after a couple years of doubt and compromises slowly took my eyes off of him. I want to align myself with the name of Jesus publicly in front of my Grace family, rebuking the many names I've aligned myself with in the past. I've been so rebellious and insecure, hesitant to take steps of obedience and go all in, holding on to lies and fears that I made agreements with throughout years of being abused, being abusive, and pursuing destruction. Like Jesus died, was buried, and rose again, I long to continue to put to death that old me, immersing my mind and body in the truth while rising up every day to pursue him. I want to thank my wife, Hannah, for showing me for, sh- for showing me the same grace and forgiveness that Jesus has shown me, and for loving and supporting me as I learn and mature. I want to publicly thank Western Michigan Teen Challenge and all the staff there that almost a decade ago poured so much love into a broken, arrogant, hopeless drug addict. And thank you to the many mentors and friends that have walked alongside me, including those here in the Grace family that have seen me at my recent worst and have been there to help pull me up and pull me and my family up through it all.
Only a holy God, only my
Continue to sing for another song, and I don't want you to miss your opportunity. If you feel even a sense that you need to do this morning, I just encourage you to do it. And it's just a matter of coming down, heading out the doors, and heading over to the chapel. So we're going to sing another song, and then we'll get the next group of people into the tank. So if you want to go, we would love for you to be back there.
This is Carol Lani. She wants to declare before her brothers and sisters in Christ and to God that she is unashamedly wants to follow Christ and to grow in his likeness. And also, this is her husband, James Lani, who's known Christ all his life, but wants to take the next step and become part of the team.
Two more, but they're not ready. So we got a couple more people who are getting changed right now. They'll be in the tank in a few minutes. Again, if you want to make this your moment this morning to declare your faith in Jesus, just head right on back the door and over to the chapel. Thank you.
I sing praises to your name, praises to your name, the name that's so much higher than all names.
This is Chloe Thomas being baptized by Don Lubienski. She wants to be in God's world and to know him and Jesus.
Be lifted up. sing praises to your name. Praises to your name. A name that's so much higher than all names. All honor to so much greater than all names. Be lifted up. Be lifted higher. Be lifted up. Be lifted.
This is Will Smith. He came to know Christ when he was a sophomore in college after a 60-year-old man named John Hawkins met with him weekly to read the Bible with him. The Lord told him, "Today is the day to get baptized."
Your name is life, your name is hope inside me, hope inside me. Your name is love, a love that always finds me, always sing. Your name is life, your name is life. Your name is hope inside me, hope inside me. Your name is love, a love that always finds me. Always sing, your name is life. Your name is life. Your name is hope. Be
So we're going to sing one more song together. If God's still moving in your heart, you want to be baptized, we want to make that possible today. We're going to do it again at second service. So if that's more comfortable for you, you need a little time to kind of pray and seek the Lord, you're welcome to do that. We got water, like Doug said. And God is definitely here. That's true. I can assure you that. He's with you. He's for you. He wants your heart and your mind. So if he's still prompting you, sometimes it just takes asking him for the courage to say yes. So we're going to worship to one more song, and then we'll kind of close service for this time. But we're coming back at 11 to do it again. So let's continue to sing.
Circumstance, Jireh. Good morning, Grace.
Look who's back.
Good to be back.
For those of you who don't remember, this is my wife, Meg.
Missed you guys.
Hey,
what a lovely morning.
Yeah,
right?
Sure,
all those baptisms.
Thank you. Can be seated.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Hey, just a word. If you decided this morning to get baptized, I just want to tell you not to be surprised if you feel a bit under attack this week. You just put a stake in the ground and said, I am committed to following Jesus, and there is an enemy out there that wants you to change your mind and will whisper in your ear that was no big deal. It's nothing really happened, but I'm here to tell you that something profound happened this morning in that tank. And to hang on to the commitment that you made. A couple invitations we have for you as we wrap up the service. You want to talk about date night, or you want to talk about Summer in the Psalms?
Well, you'll have to talk about Summer in the Psalms.
Okay.
I don't know the details.
So 2 weeks we start Summer in the Psalms. We have journals for $5 for sale at the information counter. They're going to give you a bookmark, which has a reading plan on it for engaging in the Psalms for the entire summer. We would just love for you to be fully engaged in a part of what we're doing this summer as we walk through many of the Psalms. There are 150, so we won't be able to cover all of them. That's why we've done it multiple summers. But we'd love for you to get a journal. You can't buy these anywhere cheaper. We're supplementing the cost of the journals. So we'd love for you to pick up a journal at the information counter, grab one of the cards. The ushers will be giving them out on the way out. And one more invitation.
I always enjoy Summer in the Psalms.
Me too.
So another invitation, one of my favorite spaces at Grace is when we're able to host patio events at our home, because we just love having our family over to our home. And this Friday is our Grace Marrieds date night. It is the only date night that we are hosting this summer. We will have other patio events, but if you want to join us for the Grace Marrieds date night, it's this Friday. Kenny Spear, most of you know Kenny Spear. He will be our live music. We'll have wood fire pizza, beverages, all kinds of other food. And the best part
is
just...
Meg's going to be there.
I hope you think that. But the best part is just enjoying the company of one another. And I know of multiple couples in the church who say that that's where they have met the people that they hang out with most now. So I hope you'll join us this Friday. You can register at gracewired.com/events.
Yep.
There is childcare. And the deadline is Wednesday, so that we can have a head count. But we just love to cook for you guys, and we hope you show up.
So if you're engaged or married, right?
No, it's...
Uh-oh, I already said that last time.
It's Grace Marrieds for date night. We have another event, Five Below, which is for people who are engaged...
That's why she's here.
Who are engaged or married less than 5 years. But we're not talking about that one today, but we will. Okay. This is Grace Marrieds.
All right. Well, thanks for clearing that up for me. Hey, we have a group of people that met before the service and prayed for you. Those are some of the things that they heard. Is there someone in the room or online who's just seeking wisdom and understanding for what God's plan for their life is? We would love to pray for you for that. Just a sense of uncertainty that you're struggling with. We'd love to pray that. Someone has some right leg issues. The amazing thing is we have shared these and prayed. We have seen God do some miraculous healing. We just want to encourage you to come and believe, and we'll pray. We don't know that that's always going to happen, but we know it happens more often than we would think when we are acting in faith and praying over people. A teenager struggling with unbelief, and someone has kidney issues. So if any of those resonate with you, we would love for you to come down, meet with somebody down here who's trained. If you're online, you can call the church anytime, and we'll put you with a pastor, and they would love to pray for you as well. God bless you. Thank you for being here. Grab your journals on the way out. Register for date night if you're married, and thanks for being a part of Grace. God bless you.
Blessings.